I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
With these people who get all worked up over Halloween displays and the fact that their neighbors actually like to celebrate Halloween.
You've clearly never lived next door to someone who had a blow-up ornament on the front lawn with the fan that goes off all night long.
Oh. I don't care about that.
You would in the cul-de-sac.
I don't think I would.
Yes, you would. Well, that's because you could sleep anywhere at this point in your life.
I mean, I could fall asleep in the middle of a meeting.
You were sleeping during the Element interview.
I'm going to chew on that one, man. Show your pride. You want to support Halloween? You have big blow-up dolls, all that stuff.
You don't care.
I love that stuff.
Right.
I wish I could do it, but my neighborhood is... No sidewalks. Kids don't really walk around. It's too dark.
You love blow-up dolls?
I do love blow-up dolls. Blow-up dolls are a fascinating thing.
That was in the Wickersham piece.
You notice Wiggy never reveals where he lives because he lives in some exclusive suburban community.
Are you embarrassed by that or what?
I don't know if it's that exclusive.
He wants to maintain the street cred.
Whiter than Dover.
Yeah, it is very white. It's very white where I live.
So why can't you throw something out? Do you have a lawn?
Yeah. We throw stuff out, but I want to get like really into the Halloween spirit, like, you know, when the trick-or-treaters come, scaring them, the gore. Like, that's what I like about for Halloween.
Somebody DM'd me last week with a picture of you at a Halloween party, and I think you were dressed as like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or something like that.
That's fake news. That's what's in the Wickersham.
No, it was not in the Wickersham piece. I'm telling you. I'll find it on Instagram.
You're a Splinter.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Do you go to Halloween parties and dress up?
I would go and I do dress up. Yeah.
You do dress up.
I could put a little spin on it.
Yeah.
I've never been the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, though.
You sure?
I'm positive. Have
you gone as Shrek or... I mean, this is what it looked like to me.
Okay. So, yeah, I went as Ghetto Hulk.
As what?
Excuse me?
Ghetto Hulk.
Ghetto Hulk.
Yes.
Okay. Explain, please.
Explain.
I need a little bit more on this now. What constitutes Ghetto Hulk?
Yeah, I had the Hulk thing on with the, you know, the big fist, and I had the gold chain around it. Had the Timberlands on. So it's Ghetto Hulk.
Ghetto Hulk. Okay.
A little spin on it.
Right. So basically, you took your own accessories and put a Hulk costume around it.
Basically.
Okay.
Shut up, nerd! So
you should be Ghetto Dale this year.
So in Braintree...
Knock off Vineyard Vines.
In Braintree...
Love you, Dale.
There's a family that does a big Halloween display.
Yeah.
And their neighbors are infuriated because they can't sleep at night and they want it taken down.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Denise McDonough is the homeowner. She lives on Liberty Street in Braintree. And they put up this big thing and she's really, you know, she really does this for her four kids.
Seeing the joy in my own kids is like what makes this all worth it.
Yeah. So there's, you know, it's up for a few hours where all the sounds are on loop. Kevin Hegarty is actually someone that helped her set this up.
The house is a projector and a surround sound system for all four speakers.
Okay. I love when people are into it.
It's
like people who are into Christmas. Yeah. Like, I love it.
I don't have a problem with it. Like I said, if you know, we put up stuff, but we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood. So I wish we had more because I like to scare the kids and do all that. My mother was like that. Even though we lived in East Boston, she used to put, you know, the sticky things on the window. Outside in the apartment, she'd put stuff on the curb and things of that nature. So she's always been big into that. So I always enjoyed that.
Well, I'm guessing that the way things are now, the parents actually go trick-or-treating for their kids.
Oh, yeah.
So their kids don't have to put the effort in.
Exactly.
They go out and do it for them.
Right.
But there's Masshole Neighbors.
Yes.
We have some great Masshole news, actuality.
Beverly Darch is the neighbor.
She's the neighbor who's very upset.
Now, she complained about the inflatables once because she didn't like the way they looked. Because during the day when they deflate, they just kind of lay there on the lawn, right?
Oh, and she thought it didn't look good in her neighborhood, the deflated.
Bringing down the price of the neighborhood.
So you're affecting my property values. So she complained about it, and then the family kind of upped the display, but Beverly really blames it on it. She throws her husband under the bus.
It's too loud. It upsets my husband because our bedroom is right outside their driveway. Why don't you spend more money on taking care of your yard as opposed to making the neighborhood look cheesier?
Oh, that's a dig right there.
Everybody has to live.
It's like they
live.
Went down to the Home Depot and just got a couple of disgusting things and put them on the lawn. The extension cords are running all over. They're a different color than the house.
How awful is it to live next to somebody like that who can't have any fun?
That's the worst.
Like, MYOB.
Her husband. What if her husband is trying to sleep? What does the guy need?
My
12
husband has a condition.
He needs 12 hours of sleep a night? Is that, I mean,
she made it a point to point out how her yard wasn't landscaped. You'd do better in your yard than putting up displays.
You should see the blow-up dolls in Brookline at Brady's Mansion. Unbelievable.
The best part about this story, Channel 4 aired this piece, and they went inside the neighbor's home to kind of show what the bedroom looked out on, and it's a literal lace curtain that they pulled back. MF.
I believe I saw the other day that some towns are banning Halloween because of the Triple E.
Move it early? Why do we have to ban it? Why don't you bump it up?
Give me a break. I think I saw Framingham. Look this up.
Yeah.
I think I saw in Framingham, they're going to fine you.
Oh, man.
If you are giving Halloween candy out on Halloween.
Will we hit the first frost by then? Isn't the threat of Triple E eradicated by
then? I don't know when we're going to get our first. I don't know when we'll get our first frost because it comes later and later.
Up to $100 fines in Framingham for giving away Halloween.
$100 fine. They're going to come. Who does that? Is that the Framingham PD that shows up and writes you a fine for giving out?
That's disgusting.
City officials are mulling banning outdoor Halloween activities this year. Health Director Sam Wong and Mayor Spicer will issue a determination as Halloween approaches. So this was, they're considering it.
It's Framingham Lou's hometown, man. Really?
Yes. Hey, it's Lou.
Can only have Halloween from 4 to 6? What a joke.
I was like my son's game.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday against Assumption was moved up to noon,
right?
So they could squeeze all the other sports in before darkness fell.
Why don't they say get off the streets by 7 o'clock, everybody?
Yeah, it should be like one of those like national alert systems that goes off during a nuclear fallout incident or something, where they're like, all people must get. I mean, it's like. I get it. It's dangerous. You might get bit by a mosquito. I understand. But
why aren't they telling us to make sure you don't go out after 7?
Don't walk your dog.
Don't do this. They're only complaining about Halloween or football games. Yeah. But yet they don't have a problem with us just chilling outside after 7.
It's just so Framingham is basically going to ban Halloween because of Triple E.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 617-779-73. Well, I guess confused with the numbers.
7937.
Correct.
Wiggy, get the number out, will you?
7937.
What's the text line? 37937. Nailed it. Wiggy nailed it. We will be right back with the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier after every game on Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hurry into your participating New England BMW Center on October 17th during the Ultimate BMW Sales Event. Take advantage of exceptional offers or visit us at bmwcenters.com for more exciting offers. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. We had a Tom Brady appearance on Monday Night Football last night, Westwood One with Jim Gray. Kind of toned down. There was not really very many hard-hitting questions. I did think this one was kind of interesting. They got into talking about records and which is Brady's favorite. NFL personal record. He doesn't often delve into this. Here was his answer.
And what do you think of football is the best record to have?
Peyton Manning's 55 touchdowns in 1 year. I mean, that was incredible. I remember watching that. And I had held the record at that point at 50. And they just had a prolific offense. And to throw 55 in 1 year and then what Mahomes did last year, it's pretty amazing when you have seasons like that.
Surprised they gave Manning credit for that, Wiggy. That was, you know, and that 55 touchdowns in a season is the one he considers the most significant.
That is pretty impressive, though. Throw 55 touchdowns in a season. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all the records that you know, records for a season, that one is pretty impressive, 55.
And then he went in to say winning is the most important. As, of course, you got the Ernie Adams script right back after that. Patriots moved on from Ben Watson before he ever played a game in his second tour in New England. Not added to the roster by 4 p.m. yesterday. So it's Ryan Izzo and Matt Lacoste for now. Wiggy thinks there's a big move coming, though, right?
Freeing up some money, moving some things around, set the pieces in place for the trade deadline in a couple of weeks.
They have $3.7 million in cap space per reports after releasing Watson, so that's some working money.
Yeah, all they got to do is restructure somebody. That's all they got
to
do.
I mean, what about that 8:20 kickoff time on Thursday night? Maybe we ought to move that to 3:30
or
2:30 in the afternoon.
Forgot about that.
Due to the Triple E.
Well, we got to have the people in Foxborough say, hey, we need to play this game at noon.
$100 fine if you're still at the game after darkness.
Well, their next 8 kickoffs are not 1 p.m. They're either 4 or 8 o'clock on some various nights, so they're all going to be prime time-ish type games here to go. Monday Night Football last night, the 49ers stayed unbeaten. 4-0, they pound Baker Mayfield and the Browns 31-3. Mayfield was terrible.
Oh, God, he's
getting
so
bludgeoned
overrated.
Everywhere. Then he wouldn't shake hands before the game, so there was a controversy about that.
You see, Bosa did his, after he sacked him, he did the Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, planted the flag.
He's overrated, man. I told the Browns, man, they stink.
Freddie Kitchen sounded lost in the postgame. MLB yesterday, the Yankees closed out the Twins. We have two game fives in the National League. New York will await the winner of Houston and Tampa. That game 4 tonight at the Trop, 7:07 first pitch. And the Bruins going for that 3-0 start against the Golden Knights. They're both 2-0. Tuukka Rask gets the start tonight. Joachim Nordstrom is healthy, but they're going to require a little more time for him to play. He'll be in Thursday night. So the Greg Kill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm with the gang, and it's gonna be a robbery. So tuck your chain.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Your body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. There's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them killers rock with me, little don't get banged. Cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane. She don't like her body, left the doctor with a new shape.
Is Wiggy requesting the obscene lyrics again on this program? Yep. I'm not gonna stand for it.
All I'm doing is just trying to introduce some of my music to your world.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you do me. Introduce me to
Doobie Brothers.
Yes. Right. Yes, this is Polo G.
Yeah.
R.E.M. Speedwagon.
Yeah.
So it's all Speedwagon. It's kind of like, you know.
Greg only knows Ralph Lauren Polo.
You want to go to Post Malone with me?
What? Post Malone. I like Post Malone.
Maybe we'll go Wednesday night.
It's
you want to go tomorrow?
Night?
It's tonight. I think it's tonight and tomorrow night.
You want to see Posty, huh?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go see
Are you
Post
a
Malone.
Fan of concerts? I'm not a big fan of concerts.
You're not?
No.
Why?
I don't like the big concert. I like more of the intimate where I can, like, have a drink, sit there, and, like, be close to the stage.
Well, yeah, I know. Sorry, we're not all invited to intimate performances because
no, like,
we,
because you know,
we played in
you know,
the NFL. I mean,
place.
Some of us have to go to the regular concert venue.
The House of Blues.
Yeah, House of Blues.
I like a venue like that to go see a concert. I don't.
Yeah.
TD Garden is too big.
It is?
Yeah, it's just... I don't feel like I'm not connected with the artist.
With the artist?
Yeah.
You like, see, I didn't take you for a guy who likes to be connected with the artist.
I like to be close to the stage and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I saw Jay-Z and, who did I see? I might have been Jay-Z and R. Kelly when they did the Jay-Z R. Kelly tour at the TD Garden. Just you sitting way up in the box or far away from the stage. You know, I don't feel connected.
Feels was, like ants.
Was R. Kelly, was he arrested during the show?
No. This was, they were all in. They were all tied up in the back. Yes.
Oh, did you get your passport?
Yeah,
did you get your shots?
Yeah, did he sing? Was the encore, do you have your passport and do you have your shots? Would you like to come to America? How was R. Kelly?
R. Kelly was good. I mean... Forget about who he is as a person.
You can't. There's no way to forget.
He's talented.
That. There's just no way to forget that ever.
I got it.
you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
To America.
Do you have your passport?
Oh.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
America.
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 But you gotta be honest, though. Well, who else could just make that sound good?
Amazing.
It
right?
doesn't sound
People
good.
People want like a full track of that.
It sounds
they
no.
Want to, they want him to release that as
yes.
a single.
Like, when's that song coming out?
R. Kelly, the passport tour.
Like, I think it's, I mean, people were attending like an R. Kelly show in Africa and he's singing
just
about.
Just breaks out of nowhere. Come on, that's pure talent. When he did the Trapped in the Closet and he made like 100 chapters of it, that's the dude could just out of nowhere make that. Now people are like, man, what song is that? Passport?
Well, passport.
I don't remember hearing this on the album.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's easy to do a song called Trapped in the Closet when you actually have aww. People trapped in the closet at your various
but
houses
you're just making
and
it sound
studios.
Good and making it sound catchy. You're singing along with a song where he's like...
It's so gross.
I'm going to bring you to America. I know you're underage, but...
Passport tour with Travis Scott and Migos.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, I'll go see that R. Kelly right? song. I can't find it on his album. What is the Passport song?
It's only on YouTube.
This is Joe. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, complete bull on you, Greg, on being the regular guy in the pavilion. Coming from the guy that eats at Morton Steakhouse every night. DJ backstage with your buddy Echo Dooley there.
Echo Dooley? I'm not the biggest
behind Morton's. The turntables at the Chainsmokers at Mirage or whatever the Mystique, whatever it's called at Encore.
Chainsmokers.
Right, he's yelling at me for not wanting to go to concerts. Right. More of an intimate concert. Yeah. I'm like,
he's
I don't
next
want,
to the performer.
Yeah, I'm not
stage.
Asking the artist to just be in my living room. I'm just saying more like the House of Blues, a little bit smaller venue.
Hey, let's go to Post Malone, me and you.
I like
think
Post
we should
Malone.
Go on Wednesday night. We'll go to Post Malone. Hello, Mark.
I didn't take you for the Post
hey, how's
Malone
it going, morning crew?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Well, first off, Wiggy, we're going to change your name to Iggy now.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
We're liking that audio.
He's so talented. He's just so talented, though.
I mainly was calling about the whole thing. Was it Fritzburg? Are they going to cancel trickers? Was it after a certain time of night or something? They're going to find
Framingham.
People?
Framingham. They're going to cancel Halloween because of Triple E.
Now, I'm an old show listener.
Yeah.
I think you should show these new show people an old show bit and try and get one of these people on the phone.
We
and
should.
Ask them why, personally,
yeah.
they feel it's all right to ruin a timeless holiday for, well, I mean, how many kids are in Framingham?
Well, there's got to be
a huge town.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids. My daughter goes to school out there, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those areas where, you know, trick-or-treating's good because the houses are not far away from each other. You
right.
can do a lot of walking.
You got these neighborhoods that are giant cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
These kids are bringing in gold to them at that point, you know?
No, I mean, I get it. It's dangerous. A texter was saying that I was being a hypocrite because my lead this morning was about changing my opinion on the governor's vape ban because Massachusetts has had its first vape death and that I'm a hypocrite because I agree with the vape ban based on one death, but I don't agree with a Halloween ban based on how many Triple E deaths.
Right.
I think we've had nine or something like that.
Yeah,
nine people in the state have died from Triple E.
Some form of it.
I think 12 have contracted it and 4 have died.
Okay.
Let me double check on that.
Okay, which is horrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Horrible. But I don't think that in America or elsewhere that you can run around canceling every activity because there's a mosquito, a bug that might, you know, be... like bite you and you might
get sick.
But
that would
be
the same thing as like, okay, so there was a death from somebody vaping. Why are you banning it? So one death is going to make you now ban vaping?
Well, I think the governor made, I did not agree with the governor, but I think that he made the right decision based on the fact that somebody has now died from it.
Somebody got to you. Somebody got
Nobody
to you.
Got
Something
to me.
Happened.
Nobody got to me. I'm just, I mean.
Lobbyist.
I mean, you have a flip-flopper.
Yeah, because you don't have a problem with the Triple E, so it doesn't really. Right.
Well, no, you can't ban mosquitoes. Like,
no, but they're moving games. Like, they're moving games or they're moving Halloween up.
People are choosing to vape, and they're putting themselves at risk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's no control over the vape liquid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People are buying it online. Oftentimes it's made in China and other places. Yeah. And so. I just, in that particular case, I think it's a good move by the governor to wait 4 months and to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to mosquitoes, we can't lock the whole state down in some kind of protective biodome. And so people are going to have to be outside doing activities.
Right, but they're moving the activities, not right. canceling the activities.
Halloween is a nighttime activity. It doesn't work for kids to be running around at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in their costumes. Nothing scary. Like it's. I mean, it's
no. I understand that point of it, but what they're saying is because of the Triple E, we're just going to move it up to not allow it to be a nighttime activity. You can go out from 4 to 7 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably just cross the border and trick or treat in Ashland or somewhere else.
But see, like, with the banning of the vaping, it's. You're now messing with people's livelihoods, the people that own these vape shops, right? So why ban it? Because, yes, there might be some deaths across the country and there's one locally. Maybe it's just something you look into more rather than shutting somebody's livelihood off for 4 months.
But how do we pick and choose what we decide people can't do because it's too unhealthy? I mean, every day people are doing countless things to their body that are perfectly fine, that are just taxed and legal. But we choose that vaping is something that we have to stop doing immediately.
No, I mean, unfortunately, the horse is out of the barn on cigarettes. The governor can't ban cigarettes.
Right.
But you could sit down and order 20 pieces of nuggets, 5 large fries, and whatever, and that's perfectly legal. And I don't want that to be legal. It should be legal. Chicken nuggets are great. But my point is that you can do whatever you want, and, you know, and we just choose randomly what we don't allow to do.
I understand that, but it doesn't change your mind that a 60-something-year-old woman here in Massachusetts died?
Well, I'm sure there's somebody that died this morning because they had liver failure from alcoholism.
Right.
And they were drinking their entire life legally.
I thought you were going to say they got a chicken nugget stuck in their throat or something like that.
But if the warning is, like, listen, vaping can cause sudden death. Like, if that's the warning and you still choose to vape,
you're an idiot.
Then you're running the risk that this could happen. They shouldn't ban it. You should know what the risks are, whatever it is you do.
Yeah. Well, now I'm going to pivot again, maybe based on your opinion. You might change my mind.
You're going to get dizzy.
This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, yo, man. I want to throw a BS flag on you on this one.
Yes.
Right. So the government's banning vaping, but they're opening up safe injection sites and needle exchange programs. Give me a break.
I don't agree with that either. I don't think the government should be encouraging people to safely inject themselves with heroin or whatever it is. I don't agree with that.
They shouldn't be banning it. It's like Curtis said. It's like everything we know. There's things that are a risk to your health instantly, and there's things that are a risk to your health over a long period of time. You choose to do them,
like going to an R. Kelly concert if you're female.
Well, if you're under 16.
Yes. Hello, Peter. Hello. Hey, Peter.
So good, the song.
Hey guys, if you want to hear hypocrisy and talking out of both sides of your mouth, I'm dead serious. I told your producer this. Call Martha Coakley.
Oh, yeah.
Martha's our former attorney general who left and became an executive for PR for Juul.
Yeah.
Remember that? She now works for Juul in the PR department. She gets paid to be on radio shows to talk about the stuff that's going on with Juul.
Yeah. We should try to get Marsha Coakley on.
Yes, Marsha.
As she was once referred to. All right. Well, I got to think about my opinion and maybe pivot again before the end of the show.
Don't get called for a traveling.
We're going to get to the news next and to Florida Not Like the Rest of Us. And a 27-year-old man is in custody in Florida for what he tried to do with an alligator. So we will get to that coming up next during the news.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
So we've got our first vaping death here in the Commonwealth, and we don't have a ton of information about the individual, but we do know that the woman was in her 60s and she was from Hampshire County in Western Mass. Now, an initial report stated that she had vaped nicotine, but the Department of Health is looking into that. They're investigating what products she used and where she purchased them. They won't say when she died, state health officials. But the governor did speak out about this issue yesterday.
Look, this was not an easy decision for us. We considered all of the available issues, including issues associated with economic dislocation. But once we had met with all the medical experts, to do nothing was just not a viable option.
Now, I think it's the issue that when it comes to the vape liquid that you're buying it, oftentimes it comes from China or other countries where there's no regulation whatsoever in what goes into it.
Yeah, so, you don't know what the hell you're putting in your
body. So you're basically almost like vaping poison.
You could be, yes. And so to take a break and try to figure it out, to me, is not a bad thing. Suddenly, I've changed my opinion. Hello, Brock.
Hey, Greg. I feel like you're falling for it on this one. This has nothing to do with the health issues, because if it was about health, I mean, obesity kills more people in this country than almost everything else combined.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the health from vaping. It has to do with the money. The towns that banned it for, when they banned it for 6 months, 5 months, now 4 months, all this has to do with the fact that Winston and Marlboro aren't rolling out their regular and menthol flavored disposable vapes for another 2 to 3 months. Once the big tobacco companies have their version of the Juul and the Blue and all the other ones and their cartridges that you can pop on your kits and everything, once big tobacco is selling their versions, there's not going to be any type of ban like this. It has everything to do with money. It has nothing to do with the health, because they still sell cigarettes. They still sell everything. They're not going to ban liquor. They're not going to ban all this other stuff that kills so many more people. It has to do with money. It doesn't have to do with one person dying from vape.
But
some
Brock,
old lady that has, we have no idea how many other unhealthy things she did her entire life, and now one death is, it's being attributed to this. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about money.
You don't even pause and think about the fact that a woman in her 60s died because she was vaping? Like, you don't even want to pause and stop and think about that for a minute?
What was her diet? Did she smoke cigarettes before she vaped? How much did she drink? That's such a silly thing to point to one person and say, you know for a fact that vaping is what did it. Oh. It has nothing to do with the health. It has to do with the money. Big tobacco isn't making the majority of the money off vapes.
No, that's what Danielle said.
Well, how many people die of drunk driving accidents every day? How many people have heart attacks because they have clogged arteries after eating horrible food their whole life? One person dies and you're going to change the law for the entire state and ruin people's
business.
Drunk
driving is not legal.
Right, but the vaping thing, right?
But they bought their beer legally that they were drinking that led them to drive drunk.
You know what I'd ask on the vaping thing, and I forget what that caller's name is, but he makes a good point. Unless they did an autopsy that shows exactly why she died and the cause of that death was because of vaping.
Well, it was a long vaping-related illness, they're calling it. It's not like she died from having high cholesterol she vaped also.
But were there other underlying things that we might not know about? Like he says, to ban something that, is legal and that people make their own choice to do it, knowing that it's out there, right? You pick up a newspaper. I got a newspaper sitting here right in front of me, and it says vape debt on the cover of it, yeah. Right? So if I decide I want to continue to vape, then that's on me. You shouldn't ban vaping, and now the people that own these businesses that are trying to feed their families and take care of their kids got to now figure out something for 4 months.
Football kills more people than vaping does. Look at the state Wiggy's in right now.
But football is a choice.
Don't make
that,
me laugh. I'm
but
sick.
But football is a choice that you make as an individual and whether or not you want to play it based on, you know, a lot of the injuries that come with it.
This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
What's up?
So there's so many issues surrounding this vaping thing. I don't really – I'm a vapor. I don't really – it doesn't really bother me because I'll just go to New Hampshire and New Hampshire can get my money. That's fine.
Yeah.
But my larger issue with this whole thing is the idea of the availability of such a broad sweeping executive action on behalf of, like, by the governor. Mm-hmm. And that, like, if the precedent that this type of thing sets as far as, like, what's the next thing that's going to be banned?
Yeah.
Like it's like, could he ban cigarettes outright? No, because it doesn't fit into the narrative that they've told us. But like, what's next?
So you know what I mean? You're saying it's going to be soda pop. Or
it's going to be movies. It's going to be movies like we see with the Joker. Right? I'm surprised that they haven't banned that from certain. And some movie theaters did ban it.
Yeah. Well, yes. There was no. Nobody banned
it. I thought there was a movie theater.
Nobody banned Joker.
I thought there was
in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the theater where the actual shooting
happened. Yeah. So
happened.
I can't really.
Speaking of pedophiles, as we were earlier, of R. Kelly, people are apparently very upset that Gary Glitter is going to be collecting a lot of money because of Joker, because of the movie.
Oh,
because
yes.
Of his song.
The royalties.
Being in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
While they're listening to Michael Jackson in their car, not worried
Seriously.
About it. I mean,
yeah,
it's
right.
Unbelievable what we choose to be outraged
yep.
by.
Yep, I agree.
This is Fran from Boston. Hello, Fran.
Hillman, how are you, sir?
What's up, brother?
Long time.
Thank
Listen,
you.
I think a lot of these folks are missing the point. They're all trying to. My main point is this. We spent hundreds of billions of dollars in the last 50 years in hospitals and treatment rooms as a result of cigarettes to people who smoke and got addicted, right?
Yes.
So they're saying they should have a right to vape. Well, okay, you take your right, but don't show up in our ER. Don't ask for Medicare and Medicaid to pay for your hospital bills when you can't breathe for the next 40 years. Why should I have to pay your medical bills if you choose to inhale something that's clearly dangerous? I don't get it. Like, everyone thinks they're entitled to do whatever bad habit they want, but they expect us, the taxpayers, to pay for it when they end up in a hospital. Huh? Where's that argument? Huh? Where's the logic behind that? I think the governor, for once, is spot on with something.
So even though you, and I assume you're not a fan of big government running around banning everything just because people are dumb in some cases, but in this...
Yeah, 100% accurate. I'm not for big government at all, but in this particular case, when you inhale smoke in your lungs, damage is going to happen. And why should I have to pay for it? Because you're making it to tax the vape people. You're only getting rich off it of the vape manufacturers and the stockholders. Screw them. Why should we make the second mistake again, like right after cigarettes? Look how bad it turned out to be. It doesn't justify it just because it's a bad habit and I'm entitled to do something wrong. Great. Well, don't ask me to pay for it when you can't breathe and you need a new lung. No. Or you need a new throat or some type of cancer treatment. It's not fair to us either.
Yeah. Interesting point, Wiggy.
Well, he sounds like he's upset at free health care.
What was
you know, because not everybody is, you know, getting free health care that is, right. You know, smoking mm-hmm. cigarettes. I mean, there are people who pay for their own health care. So he's more mad at that. That's the thing he should be mad
but
at.
The theory is that it drives the cost up.
Yeah, the argument is that if people were, and they use that argument with obesity, too.
Yes.
When they're shaming those of us who are big boned.
Yes. We have big
ever seen a Wiggy. Fat skeleton? Nope.
Because I'm fat.
That.
Yeah, well, the bones are bigger.
No, big bone.
No.
Yeah,
it's
big boned. No. I don't know about you, Wiggy, but I have bad metabolism.
Oh.
I was born with it.
You got a thyroid issue?
Yes, yeah, it's a thyroid issue. Yes. That's the key. Yeah. That's
Hello, Adrian.
It's the glue.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Adrian?
Just want to let you guys know I really like your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think... what I'd like to say is people, like, I don't know what their problem is. They're, like, totally missing the whole point of what's going on. When you have a cluster of deaths all at once caused by something, you know, that's happening in something. Like if somebody was buying Marlboro cigarettes and all of a sudden, you know, 200 people died of Marlboro cigarettes all at once, they're going to try and figure out if they were poisoned or something's going on. It's like, it's not the same as obesity. It's not the same as all this stuff. I don't know why people don't get it. They got to figure out whether it's like, you know, illegal stuff that people are putting in there. I mean, 400 or 500 people have died, like, all at once. Like, within, what, three or 4 months?
It's not that old. I mean, vaping has not existed for, what is it, 3 years old or four? Like, how long?
No, it's been around for, like, 10, 15 years already. And nobody, it's never happened like this before where a bunch of people have all died. So they got to figure it out. I mean, I don't know why people are just, oh, it's like cigarettes. Oh, it's like, you know, why don't you read up about it?
Yeah.
So isn't it more about the regulations that should be put on vaping than the actual banning of it?
But that's what the governor said, is he's like, we have to figure out how we're going to regulate.
But can't they do that without banning?
I don't think they can. I think he believes that it's such an alarming thing that he's got to act immediately on it because it's a crisis. This is Eric. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
So basically, I want to piggyback a little bit on what the guy said earlier, how, you know, people who vape now, the people who are dying now, doesn't say anything about what they did for the past 30 years. You know, you could look at it the other way and say, all right, well, vaping was a thing for the past 30 years and cigarettes weren't. All of a sudden, they switch over to cigarettes and somebody dies. Now what? It's the same type of thing. Nobody can tell what this person did. So, yeah, they can do an autopsy and say, all right, this person died because they vaped. Well, it doesn't say anything about their lungs or anything about, you know, their health for the last 20 years.
I suppose that's true. I mean, but I mean,
a lot of the people that have had reported vaping injuries that they've done studies on thus far at the Mayo Clinic, they looked at tissue samples from 17 different patients, and it was all people that hadn't been exposed to dangerous chemicals, but doctors had said their lung tissue appeared as though it had been exposed to chemicals and had severe burns. And then you had that one kid that was
17-year-old kid,
and he is like full of, his lungs were like full of the oil.
Well, that's another thing, is that kids are getting it.
Yeah.
So I get it when Wiggy says, or Curtis says, hey, it's adults and they're making a decision to do something dumb, they should be allowed to do that. But what about kids?
But banning it.
God, what a pandering line. What about the kids?
But banning it isn't gonna. It doesn't mean that it's gonna stop kids from getting it. No, like the one guy said, he drive to New Hampshire. There's plenty of 17-year-old kids that drive. That'll say, all right, if I can't get my vape in here, I'll drive to New Hampshire, or I'll order it online, or whatever it may be. There's always ways to get around things, whether you're under 21, right?
Yeah, think about 4th of July here. There's no fireworks in Massachusetts, right?
Right.
Nobody sets those off on the 4th of July.
Yeah, it never happens.
No.
Never.
Speaking of pandering,
my backyard.
Let me just shut this argument down right now, because a texter is saying that I'm giving in to the governor because his lackeys threatened that he would never come on this show, and I knocked that off.
Yeah, it was his communications director.
No. Stop making me laugh.
So you didn't get that call from the unknown?
No, I didn't. The governor will be
hello, who's this?
The governor will be in here soon.
Agree
his
with
chief
the governor.
Staff is on the hotline waiting to speak with you. That's okay.
It's a straight cash transaction to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Do you think that we should schedule the governor on the same day next week that Gronk is coming in?
Holy hell.
Gronk is coming in next Tuesday, and he's bringing the CBD massage oil. And he's very excited about it.
He could give a massage with the CBD oil to the governor while you vape.
Well, if you would, I would ask the governor that question. If there were, you know, some deaths or illnesses that happened because of CBD oils, would you then ban CBD?
Right. And I guess he would say yes. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Greg. You know, vaping is a personal choice that somebody makes. Nobody forces anybody else to vape. You know, people got to take responsibility for their own actions.
Yeah,
it's in no way, nobody's holding anybody down, blowing big clouds into their face or anything like that.
But it doesn't.
I just think it's crazy that you look at something like, you know, every day innocent people are killed by guns.
Yeah.
These people don't make the choice; they're killed by guns. It happens. But a lot of people that support the vape ban, they don't support a gun ban.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't, but there are other uses for guns. There are no other uses for vape.
I mean, it's not like you can use
it as a personal use, though. So, yeah. You're never going to affect somebody else by you vaping, you know?
Yeah.
So what other use is there with an AR-15? Go hunting?
Sport. Range.
No, I'm... But that's, I mean, I understand.
That's a good example that, you know, the caller brought up earlier, like, where do you draw the line? When, you know, when Maura Healey instituted the AR-15 ban here on a perfectly legal product,
right.
It's the same thing as the vaping thing.
It's so Wiggy's pit bulls.
Isn't it? Right. Isn't
that's next. They'll be banning those...
Isn't it hot when Danielle talks about her guns and shooting?
Well, I'm a gun person, too.
Oh, you two should go shoot. You should go shooting.
Go to the range with.
Yeah, I go to the range.
You should go to the range.
There's a range in Draken. There's a nice indoor range.
Do they serve alcohol? I hope they don't serve alcohol.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know if that's a good combination. You might be able to vape, but I don't know if you're going to be able to.
It's like at Matt Light's shootout event. There's no drinking beforehand. Thankfully.
Yeah. I love guns.
All right.
Guns and pimples.
The state has,
.com.
Unfortunately, the state has suffered its first vape-related death. We're going to continue with the news, and we will get to Florida, not like the rest of us, next. A 27-year-old man is in custody for what he tried to do with an alligator. We'll get to that in the rest of the news coming right up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.